Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. This podcast will focus on the texture of soil. It's all about the feel.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, hey, Marianne. I guess today we were deciding to talk about soils because that's a pretty important part of gardening, if not the most important part of gardening. So my experience with soils is just from gardening, but tell me about your soil experiences.
I loved soils when I studied at Carleton University. The teacher was amazing and the subject is so interesting. And then I went on to teach soils at the two colleges to the horticulture students. I just adore soil. It's such a huge capacity to absorb carbon and make plants grow and us get food.
Which is fantastic. So tell me about some soil basics. We want to learn some basics of soil today.
Well, the first thing to know about is that soil texture. And soil texture simply refers to the percentage of sand, silt, clay that's in a soil. The sand component will be angular, it's inert, it's silica dioxide, it's like broken tiny shards of quartz or glass. The silt is a tiny particle of sand, which has been wrapped like a pearl with clay. And so it has the best qualities of both clay and sand. And clay is chemically weathered, decomposed from rock. Depending where you are in the world, it's an entirely different new component to the soil because it goes through chemical weathering. The clay in Canada is extremely high in nutrient content, but it is sticky, and clay is a flat crystal structure, so it can compact very, very easily, making it hard to work.
So the clay is kind of more like layers of flat particles on top of each other.
It's like a book where you've got lots of pages inside the book.
Less spaces between the particles, I guess.
Actually, it has more space between the particles than sand. Sand has a much higher bulk density because sand is a solid crystal structure, whereas clay is like a book. There's a tiny air gap between every single page, but that tiny air gap does not give oxygen or water available to plants.
Okay, so this is sounding interesting. So, and one thing just that strikes me is we're talking about crystals and minerals and rocks here. We're not talking about anything else.
Oh, that's right.
When we talk about texture.
No, texture is just sand, silt, and clay. It does not include the organic matter or anything else that's in the soil.
Okay, interesting. So that from a textural point of view, our soil is just the mineral content of the soil.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And so do we need to test our own soil to find out? How do we find out what we've got in our soil?
Testing is always recommended, but, you know, as a professional landscaper, I only did it once or twice when people were growing specialized crops.
Right.
Generally speaking, you can do enough by your homemade methods, which will tell you enough about your soil. And I'll tell you about the homemade methods in a moment. But first and foremost, I must say that regardless of what your problem is, whether it's a pH problem or it's too sandy or there's too much clay in your soil, the solution is always the same. It's add organic matter and compost, which will break down over time into humus, which is a stable product in the soil. And that's what we aim for.
Okay, so let's go back to how we test our soil ourselves. How do we know what the texture of our own soil is that we've got in our backyards?
Well, my first go-to is to use the feel test, which is in between your fingers. You take a little ball of soil and you roll it up. And as you roll it up, does it roll into a ball? It has to be damp, but so you may have to add water to it. And does it actually roll into a ball? If it does, then there is clay in the soil. And then if you put it in your palm of your hand and press it between your thumb and your top fingers, you push it and try to make a ribbon. If the ribbon is less than 2 centimeters, you've got sand. If the ribbon is between 2 and 5 centimeters, then you have probably a silty clay. And if you can make a ribbon that's can stick out and hold together past 5 centimeters, you really have clay.
Right. So the clay is going to be very sticky. It's going to stick together. And the more sand in the soil, the less it'll stick together and form that long ribbon.
That's right. So the sand makes the soil feel looser to shovel, and the clay holds the soil particles together. My second favorite is the jar method. And in that one, you fill a jar halfway full with some soil from the garden, and you make sure that you've pulled out the sticks, stones, and leaves that are obvious, and you shake it vigorously with some more water than there is soil, because you want to sediment out the soil texture classes. So you shake this water-soil solution vigorously in your jar. Let it sit. After 1 minute of sitting, the sand will have precipitated out and dropped to the bottom. So take a marker and put a line where the sand has settled. Then after 1 hour, take that same marker and take a lot and put a line down across where the silt has settled. And then after 1 day, come back with your marker and mark where the clay ends. And above it, you'll find the organic matter. It's sitting on top of the clay and it will be floating in the water, but you don't care about the organic matter at all. And then you can measure those different soil texture classes. And if you had 10 millimeters of sand and 20 millimeters of silt and 20 millimeters of clay, that would add up to 50 milliliters. So what you do for the sand, you go 10 divided by 50, and that gives you how much of the soil sample was sand. Multiply it by 100, and that gives you the percentage.
Yes.
And you do that for each component. You now know how much of each the soil texture classes you have in your soil.
And knowing the different levels of each one, so sand, silt, clay, how does that help us to know if we've got good soil or not? Like what are we looking for?
Well, first I would probably go to the USDA soil texture triangle.
Right. So the triangle that you're describing, it's basically a triangle with one side is sand, one side's clay, one side's silt. And then you just kind of go up the sides of the triangle for each one and locate what corresponds to your amount of sand, silt, clay that you have in your soil. And then where the lines intersect, you're going to find this is your type of soil.
Yes.
So then the types are going to be, what are the names of the types?
I have to back you up. Normally people use how much percentage of sand they had and how much percentage of silt they had. Mm. And they put those two lines, and where those lines meet will tell them which texture class they have.
Okay.
The reason people don't use the clay line is because clay swells in water.
Right. Okay. So from the jar method, we don't use
So
that.
The clay, yes, that's right. From the jar method, the clay will be larger than it actually is in the soil. On the other hand, soil is normally always damp. But, you know, so we use the sand, which is the horizontal bottom line of the triangle, and we use the silt, which is the right-hand part of the triangle.
So I've heard of like a clay soil, a sandy soil, a silty soil. I've heard of a loamy soil. What does loamy soil mean?
Oh, loamy is right dead center inside the triangle. It has the best properties of all the three components.
So that would be the ideal soil, is this loamy soil.
Absolutely.
So if we test our soil and we find we've got a sandy soil, what would we do?
It's funny you choose sandy because that's what the Barhave cupboard has. It has a very sandy soil set on top of a bedrock of limestone. And to amend it, we're lucky because we do know the limestone is between 2 and 5 or 6 feet deep. So we do have a bottom to our sand. So we add a lot of organic matter. We compost the tops of the plants in the fall, and we put that down as a mulch layer every summer to stop the heat of the sun on the soil. And the earthworms carry that down into the sand. So they are amending our sandy soil with compost.
So although we didn't measure the organic matter when we're doing our texture test, we can add organic matter to our soil to amend it.
Absolutely. It fixes sandy soil beautifully because organic matter holds nutrients, it holds water, and it holds sandy soil particles together.
Right. And so the opposite. Say we live on an area that's got a heavy clay soil. What would we do about that?
Well, two things. clay soil has a much lower bulk density than sandy soil. So if you weigh an exact same volume of clay and sand, the sand will weigh a lot more. But we call clay heavy because it's so hard to use. It is so hard to dig. Luckily, our clay in Canada is very nutrient dense because it is extremely young soil. So all we have to do is add organic matter.
Fantastic. Whatever problem we have with our soil, so say we find it sandy, say we find it's clay, we're not going to worry. We're going to add organic matter.
Yes. And you can add it first before you use your garden. You could do it in the fall by digging it in. But after that, you don't touch your soil. You add it as a mulch layer, preferably before the heat wave that starts in June. And you cover the soil with the compost from the composter. Mm-hmm. And the earthworms will bring that down into the soil and they will amend the soil for you.
So although it sounds like it could be a lot of work if we've got one of these sandy or clay soils, in fact, the work is really just putting some organic matter on top of it. And then we don't dig it in. We don't have to do anything.
You do dig it in the first fall before you're going to use the bed. So just to speed up the process. But once you have amended the soil in a bed, you do not touch the soil.
And why is that, Marianne?
Because of the biodiversity within the soil matrix. So 1 cubic centimeter of soil has more than 9 million organisms, live and living and breathing and digesting and gluing soil particles together. They promote good health to the plants. They promote soil clumping together, making nice crumb structure. So you really want to have the organic matter continuously being put into the soil to hold the fertilizer, hold the water. By the way, fertilizer is the organic matter because we don't add chemical fertilizers. So to hold the nutrients is what I should say, to hold the water, and it creates around the rhizosphere of the roots, they have a huge biodiversity of organisms in undisturbed soil, which makes the plants very, very healthy.
So to sum up, it sounds like what you're saying is we can easily kind of test our own soil just by touching it as much as anything else to feel that soil texture, which is the mineral component of the soil.
Well, and there I have to say, when you're rolling it in your hands, you can hear the grit of very, very fine sand particles that you can't feel.
Okay.
So you can't feel them, but you can hear them if you put your fingers up by your ears. And the silt in your soil will mark and get in between all your little fingerprints. And so your hands will become coated in a silky, soft coating, which is the silt.
So we're happy if our hands are coated when we've been gardening.
Yes.
Great. And then if we're unlucky and we have soil that's not really fantastic, good condition when we start out, we're just going to add organic matter to it, no matter what our problem is.
Yes, it's the best.
And we're going to keep adding organic matter to it each year to keep it healthy and to keep all those organisms in the soil healthy and well-fed and working for us.
Exactly,
well.
Elizabeth. Okay. Exactly. Okay, that's our source of nutrition for the plants and all the microbes that live in the soil.
Okay, I think I got that. Is there anything else that you think we need to know about just the basics of soil right now?
Well, I'm thinking if anyone is interested, they might go to the Ontario government soil maps. They can go in and see the regional soil maps for Ottawa area, and they can locate their home on there and know exactly which geological type of soil they actually have. And they'll be quite surprised to discover there's a gigantic diversity of soil types in the Ottawa region. I'll get to that in a moment, but the soil in our food cupboard garden is sandy. But if you cross Jockvale Road on the other side, it's clay-based.
Right. So just being in very close areas, you could have completely different soils.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
And that's because close to 11,000 years ago, to about 8,000 years ago, the region coming through the St. Lawrence and all the way up to Deep River and all the way down to Belleville, covering Quebec City, Montreal, Ottawa, all of that region was the Champlain Sea, and it was a brackish sea. So it had water coming in from the glaciers, and it had water coming in from the St. Lawrence Seaway. So we had marine animals like beluga whales and all the mollusks from the ocean were in this area, and it created that clay that we actually really have. That clay is so nutrient dense. That land is Class A farmland. It's just amazing because of the clay. It's okay. Just hard to, very hard to work.
Okay, that's good to know, especially because I live on that clay side. I've got all the dense nutrients. Thank you.
And what?
Thank you, marine life.
And are you only, what, a kilometer away from the food bank
garden? A kilometer away from the sandy nutrient deficient area. Hooray!
It is really surprising in Ottawa how much diversity of soil. Talking about diversity of soil, in Ottawa, because this was the Champlain Sea with salt, we have pockets of Leda clay. And Leda clay has salt in between all the micelles, those little pieces of paper in the book. Elsewhere in Ottawa, it's on calcium limestone. Calcium will hold the clay particles together, but salt causes the clay particles to become slippery and slide apart if there's any vibration. So during a minor earthquake, sometimes slopes just slide right off. And we've had many cases in this region where sides of slopes just went down the river because of the Leda clay. And it all means that in downtown Ottawa, where the Museum of Nature is, the front tower has to be separated from the building because the two are on unstable Leda clay. Because the clay soil, when it vibrates, becomes liquefied.
Maybe a little scary, but also very interesting. Okay, so that's good. So, but on the plus side, that Leda clay has all of that marine animal debris in it, which is very nutritious for plants to grow in as well.
Yeah.
So there's, like everything, there's pluses and minuses to everything.
Yes, just make sure you're down in the valley of the sea.
Yeah.
And not on the hillside.
And not on the hillside where you could slip off. Yeah, that's it. So to summarize, basically we know about how to check the texture in the soil, which is the mineral components of the soil. And obviously if it feels like clay, we all know what clay feels like. So that thick, sticky substance. And if it feels like sand, which is a loose substance that goes through our fingers easily and wouldn't make a stiff ribbon, then we know it's sand. And if it's somewhere in between the two, then we've got kind of a silt.
The good stuff.
And then whatever our problem with our soil, we're going to add compost to it or organic matter. We can find out more if we want to by going on websites such as the Ontario Government Soil Maps. And we can also look up the soil triangle if we want to. And at this point, we probably don't need to test our soil with any sort of send it off to a lab or anything like that. We're just going to add organic matter to make that soil better. And that's probably all we need to do.
That is actually what I did with my clients. When I'd be working on their properties, I would use organic matter to solve the pH problems, the soil problems. And at the garden, just to add, we do put down the compost in the summer as a shield for the soil to not be heated up by the sun. But in the fall, we put down all the leaves from the neighboring houses. And in the springtime, all those leaves will be gone.
Yes, the worms have taken them away and composted them for us and put them back into the soil for us. And we did nothing except put the leaves on top.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. Okay, well, this was great. I learned a lot about soils. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll probably talk a bit more about soil throughout these podcasts because it's such an important part of gardening. But that was soil texture and basics of soil for today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.